Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Avodah Zarah Chaf Hei, Avodah Zarah 25B, pagination is 50. We're starting from midway on the page. The first word on the line is Imahen, and then a two dots, and then we begin. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Yisrael Shenizdamin Lo Ove Kochavim Baderech. If a Jew encounters an idol worshiper on the way, and we have a lot of statements in this Masechta called Avodah Zarah, idol worship, about Oved Kochavim, people who worshipped idols. And we didn't trust them. In some cases, we find they were truly lawless people and dangerous. So Toflo Limino, the Tanakhama holds, make sure to keep him on your right side. Because the fear was that in the middle of the journey, this idol worshipper would suddenly act up. He would get a temper tantrum. And assuming that the right is typically the stronger side of the Jew, his stronger arm, you want to keep the idol worshipper to your right, so that you could take action very quickly, if need be, to protect yourself. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka Omer, Rabbi Yishmael teaches that there's a further nuanced understanding of what your strategy ought to be. Bisayif, if this idol worshipper is carrying a sword, which would typically be on his left side, presumably so that he could pull it out with his right arm. Tofla limino. So then keep this idol worshipper to your right, so that if he starts reaching for the sword, the weapon that we're discussing will be right there next to you, and you can affect his ability to access it. Bamako. But if he has a stick with which you're afraid he might at any moment use against the Jew, so tofla lismolo, then you should make sure that the idol worshipper is situated on your left, so that the arm that has the stick, which would typically be the right hand, would be very close to you. So even though in this case it's your left side, but that's sure better than having it all the way in his right hand and you're to his left, where his body is in between and you can't access the stick as he begins his temper tantrum. These concepts, which certainly are fundamental concepts, are certainly going to be extrapolated in our time, not regarding idol worshippers, which we don't typically have, but are going to be extrapolated regarding the bad guys. If you're traveling with somebody that you're a little bit concerned about, so you're going to want to situate yourself in a way, presumably nowadays, for easy access to get out of the situation if you have to. Or to be able to take action if that's appropriate. Let's skip down three lines in the middle of a line. Sho'alu, if these bad people that you're traveling with ask you, Laheichan holeich, where are you going till? Yarchiv lo es haderech, you should lengthen the trip. You should claim that you're going further than you're actually going in order that when your destination comes, you can just hop off, disembark, and the entire journey, they're under the impression that if they want to do bad, they could do bad a little later because you'll still be with them for quite a while. Kederech she'aseh Yaakov Avinu le'Esav, the same strategy that Yaakov used with Esav HaRasha, Dichsiv, Ad asher avo el Adoni Seira, until I get to you in Seir, Uchsiv. And Yaakov never traveled that far. V'Yaakov nasa sukosa. He stopped his travel and he never made it over there. So if Esav was thinking of doing bad, he thinks that he doesn't have to take action now. He'll have a second chance, and by then the whole situation has changed because Yaakov disembarks. Masa b'tamidei Rabbi Akiva. There's a story with the students of Rabbi Akiva, Shayohochan l'chaziv. They were going to this place, Pagubo listim, and robbers encountered them. Amru lahen, they said to them, La'on atem holchim, where are you going till? Amru lahen, and based on the teachings of their Rebbe, they said, we're going la'ako, all the way to Akko. Kevin she'egia l'chaziv, but when they got to their real destination, Kaziv, pirshu, they separated ways. They started walking off on the exit. Amru lahen tam mide miatem, they said to them, whose students are you of? Amru lahen, they said, Tamidi Rabbi Akiva, we're students of Rabbi Akiva. Amru lahen, they realized they had been bested, and they said, Ashrei Rabbi Akiva v'talmidov, lucky is Rabbi Akiva and his students, Shlopoge ben Odom Rami Olam, that a bad person would never be able to inflict damage upon them, because they realized, what a strategy. If we were contemplating something, we never had a chance. We're in a civilized area, and you're already walking off to your destination, and we're not going to make trouble now. Rav Menashe va'ozel levei Tursa. Rav Menashe, this is a story in Babylonia, he was going to Beit Tursa. The first one was Eretz Yisrael, it was Rabbi Akiva. Pagu beganvi. Top line of the next page, and robbers encountered him. Amrulei, they said to him, La'an ko'azlus, where are you going till? Amalahen le'pumpedisa, I'm going all the way to Pumpedisa, which was a further distance. Kimata le'veturso, when he got to his destination, Parish, he separated from them. And they realized they had been bested. Amrulei, they said to him, Tamida di Yehuda Rama'at? Are you a student of Rav Yehuda? But they call him by his first name with frustration, with anger. Yehuda the tricker, because you tricked us out of our bounty. We're robbers and we were going to rob you. And because of your mentor who taught you this trick, you tricked us out of our bounty. Amalahu. Rav Menashe responded, Yad Isulei. Huh, you know him? Yehi Rava Deleava Anu Inchi Bishamtei. Well then, I am on his behalf placing you in an excommunication, a reprimand on his behalf. Oslo, Avdu Genevosa Esun Vitartin Shinin. They continued in the robber profession for 22 years, Velovatslihu. And they couldn't find success. Their prey always slipped out, I guess. Rashi says these were Jewish robbers. Kevin dechazu, when they realized after 22 years that they weren't having success, asu kulu delishru shamtaihu, they all came and asked that their excommunication should be removed. This is a spiritual reprimand that impacted their lives. Vavabu chad girdano, there was one weaver, the lo osa, that didn't come with the group to request the release. Lishruya shamte, to be released. Achle arya, and the end was that a lion ate him. You skip a line, Tochazi, the Gemara reflects, come and see, Ma ben ganvi bovel velistim de Eretz Yisrael. Look at the difference between the thieves of Babylonia and the armed robbers of Eretz Yisrael. The armed robbers, when they saw they were bested, they said, Ashrei Rabbi Akiva v'talmidov. Praised is Rabbi Akiva and his students. They know they're doing the wrong thing. And if the Avera gets pulled away from them, so then they're respectful of it. Whereas in Babylonia, they were all angry that they had been cheated out of their robbery. And eventually, most of them came through, recognizing that they had to apologize and request the release of the reprimand, except for the one person who got punished. Look at the difference, the Gemara says, between the Babylonian ones and even robbers. But if they're in Eretz Yisrael, somehow Shivcha Shel Eretz Yisrael, the praise of Eretz Yisrael, that it impacts even such people. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.